This was a few months ago, a 25% escalator based upon the pricing they were getting at that time. That also does not include installation. That is no lab equipment and no break room equipment and no AV.
Top line number.
It's probably another. I'm assuming we'll open without lab equipment at this point. I mean, this is a chunk that we'll need furniture for the offices and those kinds of things.
So in order to have furniture for the offices, lab equipment, including the escalator and installed, what's a ballpark?
We're looking at a couple million bucks.
Okay.
Because you'll recall this conversation. We cut out of the bid some essential pieces of equipment, which we will need to add back, including roller shades, $200,000, a second boiler, a second fan system, and that number is about $650,000 without installation.
So we're looking at getting close to $3 million.
Well, probably two. Yeah.
Two total. Okay.
Yeah. And okay, then so this lab equipment would be on
that's
top of that.
That's the wet labs, that's everything.
No, there's no equipment in any of the labs. This is just...
Do we have to furnish every office at the start, or do we furnish them over a period of time?
Again, I think strategically, if we just open with desks and chairs, we've basically opened up the Collins building in a crazy fancy building. To me, that would be the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. I would open with lab equipment, even if we can only furnish half the place with chairs and stuff.
Okay, so
I'd have something to sell somebody.
Do you agree with that?
I agree, and we're beginning to chase. There are some funding. As a matter of fact, there's an EDA grant that dropped yesterday in which they may fund equipment, and those are pretty unusual. So we're going to chase every source that we can.
Good for you.
And Sid Martin has about $1.5 million in shared lab equipment.
It's a 32,000-foot lab.
Yes. So we do exist in a competitive space. However, I think if we build it, they will come. And we do get inquiries for lab space every week.
And when you say lab space, again, you talk about wet labs, dry labs?
Wet labs.
Wet labs. And what's the number on it to equip it?
Well, I think that we'll have hoods, we'll have sinks. What we won't have is stools and a center bench that we would typically have.
And AV equipment.
Right.
And proximity.
Yes. Access control. There are a number of things. If it's not attached to the building, the EDA did not fund, and it's not part of the Culpepper's responsibility.
Right. You could have $500,000 just on screens security. And security and all that stuff. Tech.
Well, and filling the gas tank. And
So let's make sure that conversation...
That is the conversation.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
So real quick, and I know you brushed over a new grant opportunity, but where are we on... Are there a lot of things you have out that could fund, or are they...
Probably the best opportunity is a legislative request.
Yep.
Okay.
That
got scaled back to $750,000 by Schoaf.
Okay.
Which, if we got it, it's huge.
Oh, that's huge.
Asked for $1.5 million through TCC. So if you guys run into Murdaugh, continue to thank him for advancing that on our behalf. It's the only request TCC has in this year.
It's traveling on both sides.
Yep. So the legislative request is how much?
$750,000.
$750,000.
And Simon has it on the Senate side.
Okay.
And again, we do need these sponsorship agreements, and we do need to figure out who's raising the money, because there's a registration requirement for that with the Department of Agriculture. And we will need legal documents for that purpose.
I mean, we don't know this for a fact, but could we assume that's IP and we go ahead and get it set up that way?
Yeah, we can. At the end of the day, I think...
I didn't know we needed an agreement, so I'm learning the business. I'm trying to figure out who's going to do that and what the list of agreements we need are. I don't know that.
We need naming rights.
But we don't have to do it in front of everybody.
Yeah. And we could do that because, in my estimation, we don't throw the nonprofit away. It becomes a fundraising vehicle and not necessarily an operating entity. in this bill up all night and then aggravating Michael with a revised logic model.
Not even a long time.
Aggravation's base case. That's a base case.
Okay. Anything else on your topic, sir?
Bill, anything else you want to add?
I don't think so.
Okay, and we'll skip over the operating agreements. I think we've covered that. Signature authority, just much like we did at the board meeting. The entity does exist. We actually, I believe, collect some revenue from two or three tenants that have membership agreements with NFIL today. Two or three of our tenants here, Piercica is one of them. They're paying that. We do have money moving back and forth. When they got a grant, they paid back the RDA $38,000 or $72,000. I don't remember the exact number. I'm signing for all those things. We thought it made sense to have explicit approval from this board to give me the authority to do that. Along those same lines, as we move through the process, and this may be an exec and then our formal board, but just for the benefit of IPTLH, is I'm also going to be the one to pull down money from the FSU line of credit. I made already at this point a $3.3 and then a $3.7 million request from the EDA last week. I am not getting advance approvals for those. I'm under the presumption that we applied for those loans and our job is to get those. If you guys think something more formal should be required, it will slow things down. If we have to do that, my recommendation is to just let me keep doing those things. I don't know that this board even votes on that because I'm pulling them all down under the name RDA, but they are for the benefit of this, of IPTLH directly, right? I mean, right now it's our building and RDA.
So that conversation does seem like it needs to go to the exec, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say
I agree.
Yes to it,
yeah.
And I would encourage our board to say yes to that.
And then the other one, David, will ultimately be liquidation of SPIA and Prime to fund things. Historically, is there a board requirement to liquidate, again, subject to their own restrictions on timing and dollar drop down?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure we had it. I know exec committee had that.
I mean, they're not going to require it from those entities, but do we require it ourselves? And I apologize that I don't know the answer to that.
All I remember
in an abundance of caution, I would ask for them preemptively.
The exec committee had to, when we invested there, we had to agree upon it and then had to get board approval. Yeah.
And I don't know if that was self-inflicted or if that's their policy.
I don't remember either. That was at a time when I think there was a lot of turmoil.
I'm just trying to get in front of all of those things before June and July.
Yeah, so as it relates to the advances from FSU Research Foundation, I do think that there's going to need to be strong coordination between you and the folks on the accounting team over at the Research Foundation.
Yeah, and I'm talking to those guys already. And we already did a back and forth, remember, right? Borrowed 25 and flipped it back.
We tested it. The thing that I raised my hand about when the loan was being set up, because this was a unique situation and that the documents were tailor-made for this very specific application, I don't know that they necessarily, we didn't have the opportunity to really take those documents through the ringer and figure out where the potential uh-ohs are. And so my recollection is there's an interest-only period.
That's correct.
And there are two different loans.
Yep. That's correct. The 3 and a 1.
Yep. And understanding, and they both have
different rates. Thank you.
Yes.
And so understanding what we're drawing from, when we repay it back, when the interest only starts, when it doesn't, and I think that there's
I've got all the documents.
Yeah, so just...
That'd be good to bullet point on that.
And I don't think that's a board-level conversation other than make sure that we're having good communication with...
And that's why I did the test run, and they didn't charge us interest. No meter, no clock starts on anything when we did that. That was just a test run that they supported, and that was what I wanted to do. But we will be requesting, I'll wait as long as I can, frankly, because there is a meter on it, as long as we're getting the EDA request, which we put in last week. I haven't heard back on it yet.
And then I think that second bullet, liquidation of investment accounts at LCRDA, ties directly back to the FF&E discussion.
I'm trying to get in front of all those things, because we have limited levers to pull to execute right now.
Excellent. Is there any new business? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
So moved.